Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, March 30th, 2024. A few weekends ago, I was coming home on the 247 when I passed Sawtooth Canyon Campground, situated just about halfway between Barstow and Lucerne Valley. I was doing my favorite type of traveling, the kind with no itinerary or timeline that I had to stick to. That's when I can usually find my favorite new campsites, especially if they have the three magic letters I love to see on any campground sign, BLM. Sawtooth Canyon Campground is indeed BLM, and being only 70 miles away, I decided to head back out there for last Monday's full moon. The area out there is also known as New Jack City, a popular place for climbers and a movie I need to rewatch. The campground is just a mile off 247 and it feels fairly isolated, especially being located in a canyon. For being an afternoon on a Monday, I was a bit surprised that about 5 of the 13 campsites were taken, but there is plenty of space and most of the sites are private and tucked into some rocks. There are a few climbers out scaling some of the rocks right in the campground. I'm not a climber, but I'm definitely a scrambler, and the views were spectacular from the West Ridge looking east towards the 247. It was a relatively easy hike following something resembling a trail. There are also wildflowers dotting the hills, smaller, more delicate blooms than the ones I've seen out on local spots like Goat Mountain. But it was still quiet and beautiful, and being BLM land, it was free to camp on. It struck me that some locals may not know about such a great spot located a relatively short drive away, or I'm way off base and everyone knows about this great camping spot and I'm just late to the party. Either way, I'll be returning on a Saturday or Sunday to see if it fills up. As I left right before the Tuesday sunrise, quite a few more cars had made their way into the campground, but plenty of spots were still empty. The moon was directly overhead like a spotlight, and so I drove out with just my amber lights on, appreciating how lucky I am to experience so many different landscapes out here in the Mojave. I took some pics of the campgrounds and some of the wildflowers. We'll have those and links to more info on Sawtooth Canyon Campground at our website, z1077fm.com. Speaking of camping, those campsites I mentioned are on BLM land, which have fire rings, and that's the only place campfires are allowed. You're also required to have a campfire permit. It's free and easy to obtain, and we'll have a link on our website. You have to watch a video and take a short quiz, but it may be a good thing to do with kids before heading out and doing some camping. A campfire permit is also required to operate a gas-powered stove. If all this seems like a bit much to roast some marshmallows, a staggering 85% of wildfires are caused by careless human activity, like leaving a campfire smoldering. Check our website for a link to the fire permit. It only takes a few minutes, and printing it out and putting it in my camping gear felt oddly charming. Repairs are completed on the damaged bridge between Amboy and Kelbaker Road, and National Trails Highway is completely open between the Morongo Basin and Las Vegas. With more, here's rambling writer Jeff Harmatz.
The newly repaired bridge is known as Bridge 70, and it is about a mile east of Saltus Road, east of Amboy. Originally built in 1930, it is a wooden trestle bridge used as part of National Trails Highway, which was once part of Route 66. Damage to its load-bearing wooden components was discovered during a routine inspection by California's State Roadway Authority, Caltrans, and the bridge was closed immediately on February 15th. The wooden components were showing signs of major decay due to recent flooding and weather. San Bernardino County Public Works oversaw the repairs and reconstruction of the bridge, which took about a month, and were completed last week. Caltrans conducted a final inspection on the newly repaired Bridge 70 on March 21st, and the bridge reopened to traffic the following morning. National Trails Highway is now fully reopened, and Bridge 70 is as strong as it's ever been in its nearly full century of carrying travelers through the high desert. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Jeff Harmatz.
It's the final few days to register for the 2024 Highway 62 Open Studio Arts Tour. If you've been out here before in the fall, it's a great event. Artists from all over the high desert open their studios for three consecutive weekends in October. Any Morongo Basin artist is invited to apply. The registration deadline is tomorrow, March 31st. You can register as a participating artist at a link at this story at z1077fm.com. And this year's Highway 62 Open Studio Art Tours will be the first three weekends in October, so save the dates to see some amazing art along with some pretty amazing home studios. It's an event not to be missed. It may not look like it this weekend, but spring is here and that's got me wanting to get out and hike. One area that I've yet to explore is the Mecca Hills to our south. If you exit the National Park at the Cottonwood exit, you won't be too far from them. They're also part of the proposed Chuckwalla National Monument, which is 660,000 acres of potentially protected California desert located south of I-10 and stretching from the Coachella Valley to near the Colorado River. The Cactus to Cloud Institute is teaming up with some local organizations, including the Mojave Desert Land Trust, to hold a sunset hike out there in the nascent monument. Experienced guides will take you out to enjoy stunning views of those Mecca Hills as the sun sets and stars come out. That's the sunset hike of the proposed Chuckwalla National Monument. It's April 19th, and we'll have a link to more information on how to sign up on our website. And that's your local news for Saturday. You can find local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting out of Joshua Tree, California, alongside the Z1077 news team, I'm Robert Hayden.